ever felt her, a whisper in the moonlight, a pull towards an ancient power that feels like remembering. For centuries, she has been calling Isis, the Egyptian magical queen, goddess of 10,000 names. She wasn't just worshipped, she was worked with. But how do you answer that call? You don't need another book. You don't need any more theories. You need a ritual. Introducing the Isis Ritual Boot Camp, a 4-week immersive journey for the modern woman to awaken her inner priestess. This is your path from seeking to embodying. In just 4 weeks, you will build your unshakable sanctuary, mastering the art of the ritual circle. Find the voice of power, learning the invocations to command spiritual forces. Wield the magic of Heka, crafting a healing amulet and a manifestation cord with your own hands, and claim your sovereignty. Step into your life as the embodied queen, wearing your spiritual authority like a crown. This is a hands-on, practical magic, the end of longing and the beginning of true power. I have created a sacred container for you to learn, practice, and rise within a supportive sisterhood. You will receive live teachings, downloadable guides, and a community of like-hearted women. The boot camp begins January the 4th, 2026. For a limited time, enroll as an early bird price for only $99. You heard me right, $99 early bird registration. Are you ready to remember who you are? Are you ready to stop reading about magic and start living it? Click the link in the description box below. Hurry, because space is limited and her throne awaits.
Did you know that Julius Caesar's secret naval expeditions in 50 BCE documented something that would change history forever? Hidden Roman military records reveal Caesar's ships encountered thriving Black Egyptian colonies along America's Atlantic coast. These weren't temporary settlements, but massive pyramid cities with hieroglyphic inscriptions everywhere. Roman engineers were amazed by the advanced metallurgy and astronomical observatories they found. The canal systems were so sophisticated, they made Roman technology look primitive by comparison. Caesar's personal letters describe elaborate ceremonies and vast libraries filled with ancient papyrus scrolls. These communities had detailed genealogical records proving over 2,000 years of continuous presence. They maintained direct trade routes with Egyptian pharaohs across the Atlantic Ocean. But here's the shocking part. Vatican officials later destroyed these Roman documents during medieval times. They wanted to hide proof that advanced Black Egyptian civilizations had built America millennia before Columbus. This evidence shows that Black people didn't migrate from Africa. Instead, Africans descended from the original Black Egyptian builders of America itself.
A lot of people ask me, I said, why are you so obsessed with ancient Egypt? Isn't Egypt in Africa? And we live in America? This makes absolutely no sense. Well, I have told people for many, many years that I've been channeling ancient energies who told me that we belong to these different cultures. But it doesn't match up with what we were taught in history schools and history books. Therefore, people are confused. But lately, a lot of videos have been popping up on my feed that support everything that the Spirit told me and everything that I channeled in some of those books that I wrote many years ago. That again confirms that many of your Negroes in America, your indigenous people in America, are actually linked to ancient Egypt. And I want you guys to kind of remember that these are your ancestors. So that's the reason why these energies are reaching out to me. That's why they begin to minister to me and begin to give me so much information that just did not seem to marry up with the stories that we were taught in his story classes, in his story books. Because you got to remember that when history is written, it's going to be written by the people who conquered you. Therefore, it's not going to be 100% true. It's just like when you're in school and gossip gets started. You're going to have different variations of what happened. The person that think that they won the fight, they're going to have one story. And the person that lost the fight is going to have a different story. Then the people who was watching the fight is going to have a whole nother story. So that's exactly how it is when it comes down to the history of this planet. Unfortunately, the colonizers rewrote the history books. They destroyed a lot of the knowledge. They lumped everybody together. They got rid of nations and tribals, groups, and different types of labels that will help you to understand, overstand, and understand who you are and where you are. And they rewrote the maps. They redid everything and put everything in their image. And they lied about who was here first and who got here and what was going on and what they found. And they omitted a lot of things. So again, as you're listening to the Book of the Dead, this is your ancestral knowledge.
The first Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Sekether Asht-Aru. The name of the watcher is Smeti. The name of the herald is Hakheru. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh unto the first Arit, I am the mighty one who createth his own light. I have come unto thee, O Osiris, and purified from that which defileth thee. I adore thee. Lead on. Name not the name of Ra Stau to me. Homage to thee, O Osiris, in thy might and in thy strength, in Ra Stau. Rise up and conquer, O Osiris, in Abtu. Thou goest round about heaven, thou sailest in the presence of Ra. Thou lookest upon all the beings who have knowledge. Hail, Ra, thou who goest round about in the sky, I say, O Osiris, in truth, that I am the Sahu of the God, and I beseech thee not to let me be driven away, nor to be cast upon the wall of blazing fire. Let the way be opened in Ra Stau, let the pain of Osiris be relieved. Embrace that which the balance hath weighed. Let a path be made for the Osiris in the great valley, and let the Osiris have light to guide him on his way. The second Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Unhat. The name of the watcher is Sekhter. The name of the herald is Ust. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, he sitteth to carry out his heart's desire, and he weigheth words of the second of Thoth. The strength which protecteth Thoth humbleth the hidden Mati gods who feed upon Ma'at during the years of their lives. I offer up my offerings to him at the moment when he maketh his way. I advance, and I enter on the path. O grant thou that I may continue to advance, and that I may attain to the sight of Ra, and of those who offer up their offerings. The third Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Unem Hawatu and Pehui. The name of the watcher is Saris Her. The name of the herald is Ah. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, I am he who is hidden in the great deep. I am the judge of the Rahui. I have come, and I have done away the offensive thing which was upon Osiris. I tie firmly the place on which he standeth, coming forth from the Urt. I have established things in Abtu. I have opened up a way through Ra Stau, and I have relieved the pain which was in Osiris. I have balanced the place whereon he standeth, and I have made a path for him. He shineth brilliantly in Ras Da'u. The fourth Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Kesef Her Asht Keru. The name of the watcher is Seres Tepu. The name of the herald is Kesef At. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, I am the bull, the son of the ancestress of Osiris. O grant ye that his father, the lord of his godlike companions, may bear witness on his behalf. I have weighed the guilty in judgment. I have brought unto his nostrils the life which is everlasting. I am the son of Osiris. I have accomplished the journey. I have advanced in Kert Natur. The fifth Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Ankh M. Fent. The name of the watcher is Shabu. The name of the herald is Tebher Ka Keft. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, I have brought unto thee the jawbone in Ras Da'u. I have brought unto thee thy backbone in Anu. I have gathered together his manifold members therein. I have driven back Apep for thee. I have spit upon the wounds in his body. I have made myself a path among you. I am the aged one among the gods. I have made offerings to Osiris. I have defended him with the word of truth. I have gathered together his bones and have collected all his members. The sixth Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Atek Tau Kehek Keru. The name of the watcher is Anher. The name of the herald is Atesher Arishi. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, I have come daily. I have come daily. I have made myself a way. I have advanced over that which was created by Anpu. I am the lord of the Urt crown. I am the possessor of the knowledge of the words of magical power. I am the avenger according to law. I have avenged the injury to his eye. I have defended Osiris. I have accomplished my journey. The Osiris Ani advanceth with you with the word which is truth. The seventh Arit. The name of the doorkeeper is Sekhmet M. Tsu Sen. The name of the watcher is Ama'a Keru. The name of the herald is Kesef Kemi. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this Arit, I have come unto thee, O Osiris, being purified from foul emissions. Thou goest round about heaven. Thou seest Ra. Thou seest the beings who have knowledge. Hail, thou one. Behold, thou art in the Sektet boat, which traverseth the heavens. I speak what I will to his Sahu. He is strong and cometh into being even as he spake. Thou meetest him face to face. Prepare thou for me all the ways which are good and which lead to thee. Rubric. If these words be recited by the Spirit when he shall come to the seven Arits, and as he entereth the doors, he shall neither be turned back nor repulsed before Osiris, and he shall be made to have his being among the blessed spirits, and to have dominion among the ancestral followers of Osiris. If these things be done for any spirit, he shall have his being in that place, like a lord of eternity in one body with Osiris, and at no place shall any being contend against him.
Here are five things you didn't know about the most shocking discovery in American history. First, in the 1890s, Smithsonian expeditions uncovered 9-foot-tall black mummies buried in Egyptian-style sarcophagi inside American pyramid mounds from Illinois to Georgia. Second, these giant black pharaohs wore golden burial masks identical to those found in Egypt, but carbon dating proved they were thousands of years older than any Egyptian dynasty. Third, hieroglyphic inscriptions identified them as rulers of vast American territories, completely rewriting everything we thought we knew about this continent's original inhabitants. Fourth, their burial chambers contained advanced astronomical instruments that surpassed Egyptian technology, suggesting these weren't primitive people, but sophisticated civilizations. Fifth, federal officials immediately confiscated all remains and artifacts, and internal Smithsonian memos later revealed why. These giant black pharaohs were the original builders of both American and Egyptian pyramid civilizations. The truth they're hiding? Black people didn't come from Africa. Africans descended from the original black pharaohs of America.
The pylons of the House of Osiris. The following shall be said when one cometh to the first pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Lady of tremblings, high-walled, the sovereign lady, the lady of destruction, who uttereth the words which drive back the destroyers, who delivereth from destruction him that cometh. The name of her doorkeeper is Neruit. The following shall be said when one cometh to the second pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Lady of heaven, mistress of the two lands, devourer by fire, lady of mortals, who art infinitely greater than any human being. The name of her doorkeeper is Mesptah. The following shall be said when one cometh to the third pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Lady of the altar, the mighty lady, to whom offerings are made, greatly beloved, one of every god sailing up the river to Abydos. The name of her doorkeeper is Sebka. The following shall be said when one cometh to the fourth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Prevailer with knives, mistress of the two lands, destroyer of the enemies of the still heart, who decreeth the release of those who suffer through evil hap. The name of her doorkeeper is Nekau. The following shall be said when one cometh to the fifth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Flame, lady of fire, absorbing the entreaties which are made to her, who permitteth not to approach her, the rebel. The name of her doorkeeper is Henti Rekiu. The following shall be said when one cometh to the sixth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Lady of light, who roareth mightily, whose breath cannot be comprehended, her like hath not been found since the beginning. There are serpents over which are unknown. They were brought forth before the still heart. The name of her doorkeeper is Semati. The following shall be said when one cometh to the seventh pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Garment, which envelopeth the helpless one, which weepeth for and loveth that which it covereth. The name of her doorkeeper is Saktif. The following shall be said when one cometh to the eighth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Blazing fire, unquenchable, with far-reaching tongues of flame, irresistible slaughterer, which one may not pass through fear of its deadly attack. The name of her doorkeeper is Kuchhetef. The following shall be said when one cometh to the ninth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Chieftainess, lady of strength, who giveth quiet of heart to the offspring of her lord. Her girth is 350 kehet, and she is clothed with green feldspar of the south. She bindeth up the divine form and clotheth the helpless one. Devourer, lady of all men. The name of her doorkeeper is Erusuch Hesef. The following shall be said when one cometh to the tenth pylon. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Goddess of the loud voice, who maketh her suppliants to mourn, the awful one, who terrifieth, who herself remaineth unterrified within. The name of her doorkeeper is Sekhenur. Nu, the steward of the keeper of the seal, saith when he cometh to the 11th pylon of Osiris, I have made my way, I know you, and I know thy name, and I know the name of her who is within thee. She who slayeth always, consumer of the fiends by fire, mistress of every pylon, the lady who is acclaimed on the day of darkness, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The Osiris knew, the steward of the keeper of the seal, saith when he cometh to the 12th pylon of Osiris, I have made my way, I know you, and I know thy name, and I know the name of her who is within thee, invoker of thy two lands, destroyer of those who come to thee by fire, lady of spirits, obeyer of the word of thy Lord is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The Osiris knew, the steward of the keeper of the seal, saith when he cometh to the 13th pylon of Osiris, I have made my way, I know you, and I know thy name, and I know the name of her who is within thee. Osiris foldeth his arms about her, and maketh happy. To emit splendor out of his hidden places is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The Osiris knew, the steward of the keeper of the seal, saith when he cometh to the 14th pylon of Osiris, I have made my way, I know thee, and I know thy name, and I know the name of her who is within thee, lady of might, who trampleth on the red demons, who keepeth the festival of Hakur on the day of the hearing of faults, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The 15th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kebit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon, Fiend, red of hair and eyes, who appeareth by night and doth fetter the fiend in his lair. Let her hands be given to the still heart in his hour. Let her advance and go forward, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The 16th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kebit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon, Terrible one, lady of the rainstorm, destroyer of the souls of men, devourer of the bodies of men, orderer, producer, and maker of slaughter is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The 17th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kebit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon, You were in pieces in blood, Ahibit, lady of hair, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The 18th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kebit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon, Fire lover, pure one, lover of slaughterings, cutter off of heads, devoted one, lady of the great house, slaughterer of fiends at eventide, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathing of the helpless one. The 19th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kibit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon. Light giver for life, blazing all the day, lady of strength and of the writings of the god Thoth himself, is thy name. She inspecteth the swathings of the White House. The 20th pylon. The Osiris Heru M. Kibit, whose word is truth, shall say when he cometh to this pylon, dweller in the cavern of her lord, her name is Clother, hider of her creations, conqueror of hearts, swallower of them, is thy name. She inspected the swathings of the White House.
Did you know that perfectly preserved black Egyptian mummies were discovered throughout Ohio in the 1860s, completely rewriting American history? Deep inside limestone caves, archaeologists found over 3,000 mummies wrapped in hieroglyphic burial cloth and wearing golden death masks identical to those in the Valley of Kings. But these weren't just any mummies. Their preservation techniques were more advanced than anything found in Egypt, with internal organs stored in canopic jars bearing hieroglyphs describing American rivers and mountains. Smithsonian Expedition reports documented papyrus scrolls written in hieroglyphs that detailed transatlantic voyages thousands of years before Columbus. Carbon dating proved these black Egyptian remains were over 2,000 years older than Columbus's arrival. This meant advanced Egyptian civilization had been thriving in America all along. But here's the shocking part. Federal officials immediately confiscated every mummy and artifact, locking them away in classified Smithsonian warehouses. They buried the evidence that black Egyptians were the original builders of both Egyptian and American pyramid civilizations. The truth was too powerful to reveal.
This information is for you. And that's why they hid it. That's why they lied. That's why they told you it came from Africa. They told you that it had nothing to do with you and all types of crazy stuff so that you don't figure out who you are and where you are, so that you don't tap into your ancestral forces, your ancestral energies, because your ancestors can assist you in this lifetime. They can help you have a better life experience. But it's hard for them to reach you if you don't realize they are your ancestors. And they got you looking at something foolish, calling yourself all types of silly stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with you. And what happens too is that you then begin to dishonor your ancestors. And you stop invoking them. You stop honoring them. You stop calling on their names. You stop doing the things that you were supposed to be doing. And therefore, you are used as fodder. And you're able to be downtrodden and beat down and manipulated because you don't know anything. So again, while we're listening to these books and we're going through this ancient knowledge, and I'm being led to share stories with you of things that happened many, many, many years ago to begin to reveal to you who you are and where you are, so that you can finally have the tools you need to escape this trap that they set before you, and you can go back to the ancient way. That's what it's all about. Returning to the ancient way. I'm glad I got my girl.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.